Hey, Slater, it's Goliath. Don't you ever answer your fucking phone, you queen? Anyways, just calling to remind you that IAPA's coming up and we're supposed to go. I made all arrangements, booked your hotel rooms, so make sure your schedule's clear. I'll email you the flight details and meet you at the airport.
Goliath! Goliath! Oh, there you are.
What the fuck, Slater?
Oh, I'm sorry. I've been wandering around this airport for ages trying to find you.
Slater.
Well, and I may have ran into the sexy pilot here in between flights. He was tall, dark, and everything I needed to be loose and ready for IAPA.
Slater.
Oh, and bitch, he dragged me into the maintenance closet and he had his way with me. Attention passengers, buckle your seatbelts. We're expecting some heavy turbulence, if you know what I mean.
Slater?
I mean, I have flown the Mile High Club many times, but never with an employee. And let me tell you, bitchy nailed the landing.
Slater!
What?
First, you're disgusting. Second, what in Dolly Parton's bouncing bazongas are you wearing?
Oh, this? You like it? I fell in love as soon as I saw it. Best pink leather crop top I have owned. And these pink diamond studded assless chaps with removable tail licks clean every time. Just ask our pilot.
Fucking hell, Slater. That outfit is absolutely not appropriate for IAPA.
Oh, damn it. You're right. I should have worn the black assless chaps. More traditional.
Oh, what? No. No assless chaps. What the fuck are you thinking?
What am I thinking? Well, bitch, you can't talk. Honey, you are far too overdressed in those khakis and that button-up shirt. You're not going to get any action on IAPA dressed like that.
Action? What the fucking hell, Slater? I'm not going to IAPA for action.
Well, why not? IAPA is the best place to get some ass. So many sexy men's and ladies. Ugh. And all of them there for the booze and the fucking.
Well, you're not completely wrong there, but despite your hopes, Slater, you're not ever going to fuck Rob Alvey at IAPA.
Oh, gross. Fuck you! Ugh. I'd never fuck him. I do have standards, you know. Besides, I seriously doubt Rob Alvey even goes to IAPA.
Of course he goes to IAPA, you idiot. Why wouldn't he?
Really? Well, that surprises me. I guess he just never struck me as the IAPA kind of guy.
What the fuck, Slater? You make no sense.
Well, Goliath, come on. Now, why in the hell would Rob Alvey go to the Intra-Anal Ass Punishment Association conference? Well, I mean, I guess you are what you eat, but you know what? Hell, I'm shocked that you're going.
The Intra-Anal Ass what?
IAPA. The Intra-Anal Ass Punishment Association. Duh.
Slater, you fucking faggot. That's not the IAPA we're going to.
What? Well, then where the hell are we going?
To IAPA, you filthy fuck. The International Association of Amusement Parks and Attractions.
Oh, fuck. Well, I always get those two conferences confused.
Apparently. And look at you. You can't walk into IAPA looking like that.
Oh, my God, Goliath, you're right.
Yeah. I know.
Oh no, this is bad, Goliath. It's real bad.
Well, it's not the end of the world. You can just wear something else.
No, Goliath, you don't understand. I can't just wear something else because I didn't pack any of my assless dress chaps.
Slater.
This One Podcast. If you want family friendly, go listen to Coaster Fucking Radio.
Well, that's embarrassing.
Welcome back, motherfuckers, to Ride This One.
Absolutely. It is episode 21. Goliath, our show is old enough to drink now.
It absolutely is. We can get shit-faced. Our show can join us in getting shit-faced. Except for today. Today is one of the weird Ride This Ones where Slater, are you actually drinking?
Well, no. You see, it's like 5:30 in the motherfucking morning where I'm at, so I don't need to drink. I'm still fucked up from the night before.
Exactly. That's the way to be. We, you know,
Why are we doing this? Well, because we need to get you guys content.
Yeah. Well, we need to get Ariel content because she's like convulses, apparently. She doesn't get a fucking episode.
Well, okay. Well, it's not just for Ariel. It's not just for Ariel. We have lots of friends and listeners. We're getting more. We promise you guys we are going to be more regular about episodes.
Yes.
So you might notice that there's something missing.
Yes. Well, not really, because I still hear that squawking in the background. Or are you talking about Gare Bear? Oh,
yes. Well, yes, I'm talking about Gare Bear. I mean,
yeah. Well, he decided to celebrate the fact that we were turning 21 by not being here and going to Florida.
Wait, he's going to Florida? Why was he not in Florida last week? I mean, you know, there was shit going on in Florida that, you know, was, you know, maybe, you know, say theme park related last week. Why the fuck didn't he go in then?
You know, I asked him that, you know, I didn't really get a good answer, but I think he's actually just going up there to spend some time with family. It's gross, but
ew.
Yeah, I know.
Why would you want to do that?
I don't know.
I'm not doing that. I'm spending it with my wife's family. But yay. Hi, guys, if you're listening. But I know you're not. Ha-ha.
Yeah, I avoid my family like the plague.
Yeah, I do, too. There's a reason there's 3,000 miles between us. I love my family, but, you know, I don't like drama.
Yeah. But, you know, this week, though, I guess it gets to be like the good old days. You know, how it all started. Just you and me, Goliath, alone.
Exactly. Just us alone.
Yeah. So when I touch you, who's going to believe you? No one.
No, that's true. That's true.
It's definitely.
But you know what? I'm coming off of a little bit of a glow after this week. This week was a little bit of fun.
Yeah, you, it's true. You got to rent your first EVC. I mean, that's pretty damn exciting.
Yes, I got my first ECV.
Oh, ECV. Okay, well, I can't keep... Listen, I'm still drunk.
I know. It's all good. It's all good. Yep, I rented an ECV from Big Orange Mobility down in Florida because you know why? I couldn't walk around the floor at IAPA. So I rented this big-ass pimped... four-wheel ECV to drive around and sit in line for Beaver Tails.
You're a fucking liar. We know why you did it. You just wanted to run Rob Alvey over.
No, he wasn't there. I didn't see him. I tried. I didn't see him. No, I didn't try. I don't even know what he looks like. I haven't paid attention.
Well, I mean, did you at least try to run over the legend? I mean, come on.
No, but they tried to steal my ECV.
Of course they did.
Yeah, I got up. So here's the story. We were getting drunk, or we were partaking in some free stuff at Sally Rides. They had a happy hour. And I got up to get a beer, and I came back. Legend's like, you know, I was really thinking about stealing your ECV and running away with it.
Well, that wouldn't be very fair. Doesn't he already have a broom he rides around on? But
well, according to, you know, a leak, that's what I've heard.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, too. But, so, yeah, no, it's been quite the week.
It was actually quite 2 weeks because the reason I messed up my back is I was up in Chicago. Which I actually got up and I got to ride a few rides up there at Great America. That was a fun little park. I got my Raging Bull credit. Have you ever ridden Raging Bull?
I haven't. I've never been to the park, which is why Lil Spoon still talked shit on me for that one.
Well, you need to fucking get up there. It's not that far.
No, it's 5 hours. It's not far for me at all, but...
Exactly. Get up there, you know. Okay, no. Wait till next season, because obviously nobody wants to ride fucking coasters in 30-degree weather, right?
Well, I don't mind so much. You know, okay. I grew up with a frigid mother, so I'm used to the cold.
Well, I understand that. I've done some coasters in the cold. But unfortunately for our friends up north, park season is over, so you will have to wait till next year. Hopefully you're a little bit smaller next year so you can actually, you know, fit on some rides because I walk ashamed off of fucking X-Flight. But It's all good. I found a wooden coaster that I liked a lot. Maybe it was because it was going backwards.
Goliath, we all know that you're transitioning.
No,
to a lover of wood.
No.
That's what's happening. It's what's happening.
No, because I was at a park and I rode the other shitty wood coaster. Yes, I'm calling it out. I did not like American Eagle. American Eagle sucked ass.
Well, what's wrong with that?
That's true. That's true. But it's not my style.
Not your style.
It was boring. It was, you know, it was...
Well, you know, that's how I felt about El Toro. Like, okay, it was kind of boring. It was really not much to it. Like half my exes, anyways.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and then I also got Raging Bull. That was a fun, really fun credit. It's not your airtime beast like normal B&Ms.
Wait. Wait a second. You mean like one B&M? Goliath, okay. Is at your home park is the only like airtime beast that I've ever heard of from B&M.
Okay. Well, whatever. I mean, you know, basically Nitro is pop, 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 pop. You know, it doesn't focus on the low squirrely stuff.
Yeah. Speaking of Nitro. Yeah. Since being able to ride El Toro, but not Nitro, I've been doing squats. So working on trying to get back out there. God damn it. I will ride that fucking ride next year.
Exactly. Yes.
So,
yes, you will. Yeah, I'll probably go to King's Dominion as well. But you know what? King's Dominion didn't do shit this week. But you know what? You know who did?
Who?
Over Georgia, bitch.
Yeah, I did. You sent me some lovely pictures while you were at IAPA.
Yes, I actually got to see them unveil the car for Twisted Cyclone. I was 10 feet from the illustrious greasy ponytail.
Now, I'm confused. You see, now, when you sent me those pictures, I thought, like, that Over Georgia was buying new trains for Bolton. Thought they were just sending a gift out their way.
Well, you know, they're doing a lot of really good work there at RMC. Yeah. What can I say?
No, I saw those pictures, and the first thing I thought is, damn, those are the prettiest RMC trains I've ever seen. And then the next thing I thought was, well, that makes no sense to the name or the theme of this ride whatsoever. And I sent the picture to a few people, and every single person said the same fucking thing to me. It's just like, it's Six Flags. Doesn't have to.
That's true. I don't disagree.
But no, I mean, it makes me excited to get out there. That beautiful black train running over that gorgeous blue track. No, that's going to be one fucking sexy ride.
It is. And actually, that's only one train. They're going to be revealing the second train actually at Over Georgia in the next couple weeks. So,
okay. So it might be like a different color, even a whole different front.
It probably will be a different color and a different front because, you know, why would you want to be boring?
Right. Why would you want to be boring?
So if you stay tuned, you know, follow Coaster Addict on YouTube or Twitter, they'll probably have that information up for you.
You know what? You know what I'm excited about though right now, Goliath, is what? It is the 20th of November, and so do you know what that means? And that is that apparently tomorrow, Holiday World is going to be announcing all of the rides that they've bought from Lakemont Park.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness. I am so excited about that announcement. But you know what I'm more excited about?
What?
I'm more excited about the really, really long-ass video where they sit there and they show us how they paint this old ride.
Yes, it's nothing like sitting and watching a paint dry. Hey, it'd be about as exciting as their podcast has been lately.
That's right. No. But hey, you know, I gotta say thank you guys for the shout out. We really do appreciate it.
Yes, here at the Potty Mouth Podcast, we really do appreciate it. And we really are going to send something out there. We should send them t-shirts, don't you think?
I think yeah.
That should, maybe we should just make any t-shirts at all at this point.
Yeah, we should probably make t-shirts or something.
Yeah.
You know, monetize the podcast in some way.
Yeah, because you know people make a lot of money on t-shirts.
Yeah, you know, maybe we can...
I hear your wife back there going, ah, ah.
No, I messed up my back, and so I'm not in my normal studio, so I'm sitting right next to where my bird is, and he won't shut up.
Well, by now you should be used to that by doing a show with me and Gare Bear.
Hallelujah, I am. So, listeners, if it's bothering, you know, listen to the next episode. Or, you know, at least, you know, enjoy our episode because we got quality audio, kind of.
Kind of. Well, you know. So, you sent me the lovely photos of, you know, what's going on for Six Flags Over Georgia.
Yep.
Or Twisted Cyclone.
Yep.
But... you know what I was about was the time traveler trains.
Yeah.
And I couldn't help but notice, you know, throughout the years, they've always unveiling trains, you expect it on IAPA. They do it every year. But normally, you know, they're down low so people can touch them, sit in the seats, take good photos. Not fucking time traveler. Like, they put that on a pedestal and it was just like, no one is getting in these fucking seats.
Yeah, that was the weird thing. The only people that sat in the test seat were the dude from Mac and the dude from Silver Dollar City.
Yeah. I will say, though, the trains, they look fucking fantastic.
They do. They absolutely do. I love steampunk, and this is definitely 100% steampunk. But, you know, I'm waiting for them to be redneckified. I'm really surprised that they're not more redneckified.
Well, you know, they're trying to be fancy out there. But you know, I still feel like Silver Dollar City is having this "oh shit, did we make a mistake" moment, because the park keeps saying, "Just so you know, it's a controlled spin." Like, they will not stop saying that. Like, they're freaking out because I think the response is not what they were hoping.
No. I mean, but, you know, who doesn't love a controlled spinner? I love a controlled spinner.
Mm. Girl, I don't know. I don't know.
You don't know? Oh, trust me. You spinners are great.
Mm.
And I'm not talking about those hubcaps.
But you remember, I rode Cobra's Curse with you. Do you remember how much I liked that?
Yeah. You let me ride it twice.
I hated the thing. No, I don't. I do not care for the spinner, so I don't think I'm going to like it. I mean, I'm still excited to check it out.
But it's a controlled spin. It's a controlled spin, and, you know, hopefully they did better, you know, at least on opening day, they'll do better than Cobra's Curse.
What happened with Cobra's Curse on opening day?
Cobra's Curse was not, on Meaty Day, was not having... good experiences. Maybe next time we have Valentine on, he'll tell you about it.
Interesting. But speaking of Silver Dollar City, let's talk about their sister park. There's some shit going down out there.
The good Hershen Park.
Oh.
And no, we're not talking about that crappy park down in Valdosta.
Wild Adventures? What? We all know that's the good Hershen Park.
Absolutely. Passed it twice this week.
Yeah. Dollywood is clearing a shit fucking ton of land, and it seems like it's been flying under the radar. It's been happening for a minute, and no one's been talking about it.
Yeah, it people have been going and taking pictures of it, and it definitely looks like an amazing place for a garage.
Well, here's what I'm hearing. And of course, this is what I'm hearing, so who knows if it's true. But they're actually going to be getting a whole section. But the big thing that's going to anchor it is apparently a very, very large theater or amphitheater, perhaps. Because I guess Dollywood is looking to be able to bring in larger acts. And in fact, you know, acts like even Dolly Parton, so they can do large concerts.
No.
That's what I'm hearing, which kind of makes sense. But I'm also hearing that, I mean, in this section would also be a new restaurant as well as a roller coaster.
You've also been hearing that the Windseeker at Busch Gardens Williamsburg is going.
No, I've been hearing that it's a B&M Giga Bitch, because that's what it is.
Okay. B&M is doing nothing. Okay, they're doing stuff in Asia. Everything at B&M's in Asia, and they are a boring as fuck company.
Oh, I know. I said the other day, oh, look, B&M, nothing new again. Like, seriously, in 10 years, people are going to talk about B&M the way we talk about aerodynamics today. So we'll remember them fondly, but they're a dead company. I mean, they're literally the walking dead right now.
So who's going to buy them? Is a company going to buy them and then re-release a B&M car?
No one's going to buy them.
So here's what's going to happen. A new company's going to buy them. You know, say a company from Europe, you know, that's right in their same backyard, and they're going to start re-releasing stuff from B&M. We're going to get a brand new Kumba.
You know, I would not cry about that. I would be okay with a brand new Kumba. But, you know, what I think is more likely to happen is this: they're going to fade away. People are going to stop buying their shit because there's nothing new to buy. And
That's true.
People are just going to start buying these single rails from RMC because, you know, we're getting the Raptors, but eventually someone's going to buy one of those T-Rex projects.
Well, here's the interesting thing. I went to RMC's booth at IAPA. There wasn't a peep about the T-Rex.
I wonder if maybe they just they're going to see what happens with these Raptors and then maybe push it, or maybe they're trying to develop something different. Maybe they're trying to develop a new train with higher capacity. I mean, who knows? Who knows what they're doing? I mean, right now RMC isn't hurting for work, you know?
No, they're not.
So maybe they're scaling back on that for that very reason, because they're like, oh, shit, if we want to keep up with the demand of what we're already doing, you know?
Well, you know who is kind of hurting for work?
Who?
SNS.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, no one really needs a shot tower anymore.
No. But, so, you know what they brought?
Except for Hershey Park, apparently.
Well, yeah, of course. Duh. That's needed, right?
Right. Yeah, three. Fucking three.
But you know what? They are spending a bunch of time doing stuff, but they're having to fucking pay for it.
Oh, really?
Yes. A local news report broke this, that Playland's Castaway Cove is dismantling Gale Force.
Okay, yeah. Let's talk about Gale Force.
Yeah. I mean, the ride was put in last year. Last fucking year.
Yeah. So it was, they started building it in 2016 to open for the 2007. Or no, they started building 2015. Wasn't it supposed to open for the 2016 season and it never opened?
Something like that.
Finally opened for the 2017 season. But was rough as fucking hell. I believe we talked to, was it Dan the T-shirt guy or Beardman, maybe both of them? They went and rode it, and they said it was really rough. It was just not fun.
Well, apparently, they did experience that, and they were doing some inspection, and it seemed the alignment of the rails was, quote-unquote, a little off, resulting in a bumpy ride.
So this is what I'm thinking. The person who did the engineering on the Smiler got fired and then hired by SNS, whose first project was Gale Force.
Yeah. This is a Jersey Shore coaster, so it's sad that Snooki wasn't riding it when it crashed.
Well, you see, that's exactly why the track is all messed up and unaligned. Her fat ass rode it once, it fucked the whole ride up.
Oh, is that the issue?
That's what it was.
Okay, that makes sense now. Makes total sense now.
But no, but seriously, have you ever, like, I've been in this hobby since I was a little kid, and I can't remember once where a park on a steel coaster has had to take all of the track off, basically throw it away and put on all new track because they fucked up that bad.
Hulk?
No, that was not because they fucked up real bad.
Yes, but they completely did. They did the exact same thing.
Really the exact same thing, but, you know.
Not because it was fucked up, but yes.
I mean, it did run for, like, good 15, 16 years before they did that.
Before they sent it to the scrap heap.
Right, right. Like dragons. Oh, God. Dragons, yes. I'm still sad about. I'm sorry. I get it. I mean, I'm excited for more of this Harry Potter bullshit, but.
Right, right.
Oh, my God. Somebody said. But no, I mean, because here's the thing. I feel like the Gale Force ride, it looks like a lot of fun.
It looks amazing. But, you know, it's just like anything else on the Jersey Shore. You try to ride it, and it fucks you up.
Right. But here's the thing. Yeah, yeah. The issue is, though, if you're a park and you're watching all this shit that's going on with Gale Force, are you going to buy one of those?
No.
Hell no.
No,
hell
you're
no.
Going to go and you're going to buy one of the steeplechases.
Yes. Yes, queen.
That was one of the most interesting reveals at IAAPA. It was interesting.
You know, it seemed to surprise a lot of people. Like, people like on Twitter were like, steeplechase is back. So excited.
Yeah, steeplechase is coming back, and it's pretty exciting. But at their booth, they're like, yeah, it can be designed as a horse, or it can be designed as a dragon. And I'm sitting there thinking, I'm sure Slater and our listeners can come up with some amazing ideas for a single rail concept.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I'm sitting here thinking now, you remember how, I believe they were called Set Point, that they used to have one roller coaster at Hershey Park. Really cool, just really low capacity. Well, first of all, theme it to a giant fucking cock. Well, you can do two back-to-back on the shaft, and then the balls can kind of hang over side to get two more in the balls, so you kind of have like a wing coaster element going on.
Whoa.
But then you have a water gun right there in the front, so you're just getting the people in the back of the head. Oh, it would be amazing. It would be absolutely amazing.
Erotica Land, this ride's for you.
Yes, yes. Or they think that's what Dollywood's getting. Is getting.
Hey, you know, as long as it goes through the two mountains, as long as we have multiple entrances through the two hills, I'm good.
Right. Yes. Yes. And they're going to theme it after Jordan Driver's cock. But no, actually, I'm excited about this. But, like, honestly, who do you think? What park is going to build one of these? Like who's going to build this? I mean, they're going to be low capacity.
It definitely won't be Castaway Cove.
No, I don't think that they're going to be doing anything from SNS for a while. Except for maybe the free rides they get from SNS from the lawsuit. So.
It's probably going to go to Asia. It's probably going to go to Asia like everything does.
Yeah.
Everything new is going to Asia or to Europe.
Yeah. Or if they did what I want, is that at Islands of Adventure, they would do three of them right next to each other, a dueling coaster. And in the middle, you have one theme to a motorcycle, and then you put raptors on either side, and you can redo that whole scene from Jurassic World. That's what I want, legitimately. That's what I want.
That would be amazing. That would be awesome.
That, to me, is one of the most ridiculous moments in all of, like, cinema. So, if I could live that, and if I could ride it with Chris Pratt as well, that would be lovely. It will never happen.
No, it won't. Just like getting free soda, like compounds.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, like, compounds is getting rid of their free soda. And the whole world says, bitch, you have free soda? We didn't know. Maybe they should have told people in the first place that right. They had it.
Right.
I'd give a fuck if it was Holiday World saying they were getting rid of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I know you would. There's nothing that park can't do right for you, so I understand.
Oh, no. That I mean, yes, they're videos of...
podcast, so Jesus. Amazing.
I mean, who doesn't love Holiday World? But let's be honest, the real thing that we love about Holiday World is Paula in her pussy mound. Oh, I mean,
hey, don't, you can't, hey, You gotta remember the oboe.
Oh, well, that's true.
Remember the oboe. We all love that oboe.
We do. No, we legitimately...
Think about our band camp experiences with that oboe.
Oh, they should get a steeplechase, and you should ride a giant oboe.
Yes. That's it.
Oh, gosh, that park. I really do wonder if they are buying rides from Lake Compounds. I mean...
Well, they're not riding from Lake Compounds. Lake Compounds is still around.
Sorry.
Damn.
Well, you know,
I understand you're still drunk from last night, but fuck.
I'm sorry. Lakemont. Lakes. They all, too many parks with lake in the name. But yeah, no, I wonder if they are. But I'm nervous about the sell of these rides, honestly, because, you know, Lakemont Park also has Skyliner, which is a John Allen Woody, which I have literally rode that thing in every single seat, like every single seat. It's fun, but I'm most worried about Leap the Dips, the world's oldest running coaster, although it's right. Not running right now. Do you think, I mean, would Knoebels save that? I mean, it's in the same state, so they wouldn't even have to move it that far. It's not a huge ride either. And I think that'd be a great thing for Knoebels to tout. Hey, we have the world's oldest running roller coaster, right?
Right. That would be an interesting place to go.
I would hope so, because I would be really sad to see it go. Because believe it or not, when I rode that, you know, I expected it to be like, okay, I'm riding it for historical significance, whatever. It's a credit to get. It was actually the ride I found to be the most fun in that park. It was actually fun. So
interesting.
We'll see.
You know, you're probably right, but going back to S&S and their alignment issues,
mm-hmm.
I know we've talked about S&S more than any other group, but they're having issues. Have you seen the pictures of Merlin's Mayhem? Merlin's Mayhem was supposed to open up this year.
Yeah.
It's not. It's almost Thanksgiving and they're not open.
Wait, did S&S do Merlin's Mayhem?
Yes, it is an S&S.
It's an S&S. They didn't even go with Pacoma. Wow.
Yes.
Holy fucking shit.
Yes.
All right, this is my theory. S&S, they're all about creating hard-to-get credits. Wait a second. Did they help out with Lightning Rod too?
No. I don't think so.
They didn't? Oh, okay.
Their launch would have worked if it was. If they did.
Would it have? Wow. I did not know that. See, I thought that was just one of like the Vekoma kitty inverts.
No. I'm looking at it on Screamscape and it's an S&S.
No wonder. So are you talking about that picture? Were they checking clearance, though?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay, how the fuck does that happen?
It was the same fucking guy that did Gale Force.
That makes me so fucking happy. Like, in every way.
Why?
Holy fucking shit! Okay, did you... Merlin's Mayhem, do you know how much that thing costs?
How much did it cost?
$7.5 million for Merlin's Mayhem.
Are you fucking kidding me?
And it doesn't fucking work.
$7 million.
$7.5 million.
Mind Blower for less.
And it would have fucking worked.
Yes, it would have. I couldn't fucking ride it, but you know, whatever.
S&S, what the fuck? You know, I don't normally tell people to stop drinking on the job, but stop drinking on the job.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, this is my new favorite. So,
that's amazing.
So, I guess they're following in Arrow's footsteps with X.
Yeah.
Who knew a kitty coaster was biting off more than they could chew? So,
apparently.
Oh my god. This is too good.
It really is. This is insane.
I can't believe I missed that connection this whole time.
You're welcome. Ride this one. Making connections.
One
coaster at a time.
Abso-fucking-lutely we are. But let's moving on from a company that apparently can't build rides that work, is a company that seems to be having a resurgence. That's Gerstlauer.
Yes, yes.
Because Darien Lake is getting Tantrum. Surprise, yes. Surprise.
There's a lot of those Gerstlauers coming into the States.
Yeah. Well, you know why? It's because they're dependable. I mean, they are cheap. And now that they're pretty much doing lap bars, they're fun, you know, and they stay rewritable, and they're good.
I've heard rumors that, I haven't verified it, but I've heard rumors that the restraints on, what's it called, on Mystery Mine have gotten larger.
Really?
Yes, because this is a story, this is rumors, you know, rumor alert.
Like rumors.
This is all Ride This One is rumors.
Yeah.
You're that bitch that's trying to tell you about what's going on with everyone.
Oh, yeah. We gossipy bitches right here. Gossipy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because, you know, we can't just give real news. I mean, we're the fake news capital of coasters, right?
That's what we do. Yeah. Yeah.
But basically, what I've been told is Gerstlauer, you know, has been telling them, you know, sending out messages, you know, sending them adjustments, and Dollywood is doing the adjustments. And Gerstlauer came down, and they're like, they went and they rode Mystery Mine. They're like, why the fuck is this so tight? Gerstlauer said this. Now, this is rumors. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But Gerstlauer said, why the fuck is this so tight? Now, if Gerstlauer says, hey, why is your ride so tight, there might be an issue.
I mean, it is really tight, like really tight. I know people who haven't had issues on other Gerstlauers in Walk Ashamed Mystery Mine.
I just don't even get in line for it. But next time I go to Dollywood, I'm going to try. Because instead of, they're like, yeah, those adjustments that we sent, you were doing them, but you were doing the reverse adjustments.
Hmm.
So they've been trying, Gerstlauer's been trying to make it more accommodating.
Yeah.
Dollywood accidentally did the opposite.
Well, you know, that's not too surprising. I hope that's true, but yeah, no, Gerstlauer, they're building like crazy. They're putting Tantrum and Darien Lake. They're putting the one out over in Oregon, the first real roller coaster in Oregon. We're getting the new Hang one out time. At Knott's, which looks fucking sick from the photos. Damn, that's a big ride. I think I'm actually most excited about that ride for next year.
Really?
Yeah, I really am. I don't know what it is
about
that ride.
You're more excited about that than the one at your home park?
Okay, I'll be honest. I think the reason I'm doing that is I'm really, like, trying to, like, not... I don't want anticipation. Ding. You know, thank you, Coaster Radio. I don't want that because it's my home park, so I don't want to ride that thing and be like, eh. I've been waiting 2 years for the damn thing, and here it is, a spinning coaster, and now it looks like you all might be getting a Mac, and guess what? You're probably going to get the Mac I wanted.
Ha ha.
I hope it doesn't fucking work like Lightning Rod, y'all fucking bitches.
Then would you agree that we have a better coaster lineup?
No, actually, I still would not. Okay. Because here's the thing. Lightning Rod is still questionable. I think Wildfire is better than Wild Eagle. Mystery Mine is not that great. Now, if they put lap bars on that bitch, I would be all about it. But we won't get into this because I'll just. I talk a lot of shit on Dollywood. I still think Dollywood's a great park, though. I love Dollywood, and if anyone's in the area, they should absolutely go. But I do think them getting like a giant Mac. If y'all got like a Mac hypercoaster or a big like launched Mac coaster. It really, I feel like, would make the park feel more rounded. Like, it needs one more big ride.
It does really. It needs one more giant ride.
Yeah.
That's what it needs.
A good. And I do think it needs the launch. I mean, they need an intense launch because Lightning Rod's launch is not that intense. I want, like, something that rips my face off. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how. I don't know Dollywood in launches. That. I'm questioning that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I take a hyper. Who knows what they're doing? I mean, it could just be that giant theater.
I mean, that's what they're doing. They're spending more money on entertainment than any other year in the past. So,
which is probably wise, because honestly, I mean, as much as it's not what us coaster enthusiasts really love, I mean, that's some of their bread and butter. You have a lot of older couples and families that go that want to watch shows. And let's be honest, when it's a rainy day, sometimes you just want to eat some fucking cinnamon bread and watch a show.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree. Plus, you know, it keeps people out of the lines for my roller coasters.
That's fucking true. I will say, you all do have Tennessee Tornado out there, and that is my favorite aero coaster. I fucking love Tennessee Tornado. That first drop on that thing, I didn't know it was in a tunnel the first time I rode it. It legitimately shocked me, and it's still one of my favorite moments on any roller coaster. It's short, but it's good. I love that thing. I love it. I'm also not a pussy-ass bitch who can't take a pounding. It's really pretty smooth, though, considering.
I've never had issues with
Listen, that. Yeah, you tall-ass motherfucker. Of course you don't. Your head sits above the damn restraints.
Okay, and the one advantage of being tall.
No, I know. I'm not saying that you don't have a lot of, like, downfalls for it, but...
Fuck you, Intamin.
Oh, God. Intamin. Just... I can't right now with
Intamin. Just don't. I don't want you to have a bad day, because I don't want you to get off on a bad foot on today.
One thing I'll say about Intamin, they'll build rides that are shockingly roomy, and then at the same time build a ride that not even the tiniest of tiny person can squeeze onto. So they make no sense. They're like a bipolar fucking girlfriend. Doesn't know what she wants, but she wants to be annoying.
But you
know, it's a good fuck, apparently. So I guess that's why.
That's what I've been told. But, you know, the only one I've ridden is actually getting his name changed.
Oh, yeah. Which one?
The Incredicoaster.
Oh, Jesus. So how do you feel, actually, about this re-theme going on from Paradise Pier to Pixar Pier?
I'm fine with it. It doesn't really matter. I mean, this is not Walt Disney's fucking... design.
Walt Disney would never have signed off on that park in a million years.
Never. He wouldn't have signed off on a roller coaster like that in the period anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like he may have, like, a small, like, beautiful, like, white out and back actual wood coaster, maybe for picturesque reasons, but everything else, like the cheapness, the way they cheaped out on that park, no way. It would have never happened.
I don't think he would have signed off on the extremity of the ride.
Yeah, maybe not.
It was a great ride when I rode it, but, you know, and I like it. I'm looking forward to the theming change. If you want nostalgia, just step outside the gates and walk a few feet and go to Disneyland.
Right. There you go. Because while you can, because honestly, changes are coming to Disney, but it has to. You either change or you die. B&M.
Exactly. You're not, you can't stay the same. I'd be excited about Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, gosh. I'm excited as fuck about that ride. Because I'm going to be down in California. Well, I'm excited about both Guardians. The tower redo. Now, I'd have been furious if they had redone both towers. But everyone knows that the Florida Tower of Terror is better than the California. So I'm excited to check out Guardians first in California and then go do the real Tower of Terror in Florida. I'll be doing all of that soon. But, you know, I have some sad news. And honestly, it's probably only sad news for me. Now, I'm going to try to say the name of this park, and I'm going to say it wrong. Linnanmackie? I don't know. Either way, back in 1999, Silver Dollar City opened this ride called Buzzsaw Falls. And it was the first premier rides water coaster or liquid coaster. It was an utter failure. It only lasted for like two, maybe three seasons before they took it out. They did build a second one, though, at this park, Linnanmackie, and they called it Vankaputas. That sounds like a name for a vagina. Vankaputas.
Vankaputas,
let me stick it in your Vankaputas. That's how straight men talk to women, right? They're like, let me stick it in you. I don't know. How's this work, Goliath? I've never done this.
Don't try.
Don't try it.
Okay. Well, we know you're not a gold star, so why are you fucking saying you don't know?
Because I was pretty fucked up and I was closing my eyes and going the whole time. It was how she didn't know I was a homosexual. I'll never know. Jesus. But no, they're closing it, and it's been running since I think 2000, like 2001. So it's had a long run. And out of curiosity, it had been years since I watched a POV, but I watched another one. Oh God, what a fucking boring ride that thing. Like, so, but I'm sad because I guess there's a part of me like that I tied that slightly to my childhood. I was just like, well, one of them still exists, but now it's gonna go. You know, I think I would feel the same way about. I'd actually probably be a little sadder when the last Aero suspended coaster goes away.
That is going to be very sad.
It is going to be very sad. And I know it's going to happen someday. I'm not looking forward to it. But, you know, Steeplechase is coming back. Why can't the suspended coaster come back?
That's exactly it, you know.
I just don't want S&S doing it because I like it to fucking work.
Exactly, exactly. That was exactly my thing, you know. It'd be great to bring these back, but I want them to actually work and open.
So Beardman just did the UK trip with Coaster Crew. A few of them, like Dan the T-shirt guy, Crazy Aunt Sue, Drew the intern, and they all went out there. And I think the ride I'm most jealous that they got to ride, not Nemesis, not Smiler, not the Ultimate, although that one's up there for me, but it's actually Vampire, the old Aero suspended that got the floorless Vekoma trains. Have you seen that?
No.
You haven't seen this? Okay. No. It is kind of an obscure ride. If you look it up on RCDB, it's just called Vampire. And it is the coolest thing. It's the only one that got retrofitted with it. And they did a huge re-theme and relaunch of the ride with it. I wish more parks would do it. Because my thing is, that's where the issue is. Eventually, you're not going to be able to get parts. But Vekoma's not going anywhere. And if you get new trains like from Vekoma, you could keep getting parts, keep these rides alive. That's
meh.
What I want to happen.
Meh.
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 Why meh?
Because it's not going to fit any Aero. I know I can go and fit on an Aero. I can't fit on these fucking new Vekomas.
Okay, but would you rather them just tear the whole... Yeah, you would. You'd rather them just tear the whole thing out.
Maybe.
Maybe. I mean...
I just want them to make restraints that everyone can ride. Everyone. Not just these puny-ass people like Dan the T-shirt guy or Drew the intern. No, everyone needs to be able to ride.
Well, you know, that seems like a pipe dream to me.
I know, but you know, hey, hopefully more people will start investing in Sunkit. Because I actually got to sit and talk to the guys from Sunkit, and they... Do you remember who Sunkit is?
I have no idea. Who the fuck is Sunkit?
We talked about it on Ride This One, dumbass.
Okay, again, let's talk about how sober I've been while doing this show.
Okay, that's true, that's true.
I am the male version of Karen Walker from Will and Grace. If you know anything about that show, that is me.
Well, our straight listeners don't, but, you know, sure, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But this company, Sunkit, they have come out with a new train that will fit on the Vekoma gauge track. They've actually replaced Boomerang trains with this new train, okay?
That's how we're going to save some of these rides and make them good.
Absolutely.
You know, also, I had a chance to talk to someone, and I really can't... I cannot say who I really heard this from, but it is legitimate, and it is a direct source, so this is not... rumor. Okay, guys, this is not rumor. This is fact. But that is that PTC, Philadelphia Toboggan Company, they are not doing well at all.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Like, borderline bankruptcy, as far as what I'm understanding.
Whoa.
And the reason is, or at least what they're saying, is RMC, and also the fact that more and more places are doing their own maintenance on their PTC trains.
Oh.
And that there are other third-party companies who will also do maintenance and refurbs of PTC trains, and so that they can't compete. And you know what I say to that? I don't know. You've been around for 100 years. Maybe do something fucking new.
Hey, they had a really cool lit train. The front train car, one of the trains at IAPA, actually had a lighting package. It was cool.
Okay, that's great. But how about we deal with the fact that the actual seat system is exactly the same? The trains are still closed boxes. They still don't run well on wood track. Like, come on, innovate.
This is from Mr. Wood himself.
I know, but how many times have I said that I still think there is so much that we could be done with the evolution of the wood coaster train that they're not doing? Why do wood coaster trains need to be so closed and boxy? They don't.
Okay. Calm down, sir. I'm going to have to ask you to calm down.
I'm sorry. It's just, I just can't imagine a world where PTC doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, I know. That would be devastating.
It actually would be really, really bad because then everyone's going to have to get those gravity group trains.
Fuck no. Fuck no. Fuck no.
So you're not a fan, Goliath?
Well, if they were larger, maybe. But they actually let me sit in the, Oscars train. It's pretty. It
looks
really
cute.
Fucking cool. It's a really cool train, but it is not meant for anyone with a belly or thighs. And this is the non-modified version. Now, the one going actually into Oscars is going to have a more limited restraint system.
Yeah, because that makes sense.
Well, they want it to be able to be used by everybody. Smaller people, so they need to make it smaller. So good luck any write-ups that have to turn parents away because they can't ride with their kids on this new coaster.
Oh my gosh, you know, it's going to be so embarrassing for all of those Acers, Drew the intern, when he shows up to ride that and has to walk of shame because he can't fit. And then what? Then what's your excuse for going to that fucking park? Like,
exactly.
You know, I think it's the only way I would go. As much as I love wood coasters, I mean, even like the kiddie wood coasters, I don't think I could walk into Sesame Place unless I'm part of like a coaster enthusiast group, and even that, like, I would probably like cover my face.
unless you have kids, which you're never gonna have kids, so.
No, I gotta keep my shit tight.
I understand.
But, you know, I mean, it's really interesting. I mean, a lot happened at IAPA, obviously. We don't want to go into too much detail because we have a lovely promise that we're going to have Drew the intern on, and you all have a few fun stories, I guess, of your time spent together there at IAPA.
Maybe.
You know, sexy times later in the hotel.
No.
Oh, wait, that was you and the witch. Hey there, fags and faggots. Welcome to Storytime with me, Slater. Shut the fuck up. Do you want a story or not? Jesus, you kids are so rude. Okay, everyone have their martinis? Andrew, you have your martini? Good. Okay, today I'm going to tell you the true story of Thanksgiving and not the lie they keep telling you in the schools. So once upon a time, like a real long time ago, like before Cher had a career kind of long ago, we're all like European and shit, and we all had these sexy British accents, which makes like all guys at least 50% hotter, am I right? Anyways, rumors abound that there were these tall, dark, sexy, feather and loincloth wearing motherfuckers living on some giant fire island-like place across the ocean, and our powdered wig-wearing asses wanted a piece of that action, because we were sick of the tired-ass Puritan bullshit going on, all right? So like a whole bunch of people boarded different ships named after famous drag queens of the day, like the Mayflower, La Pinta, Nina Margaritas, the Santa Maria Money Shot.
I don't think that's right.
Whoa, okay. Well, who's the fucking adult here?
Yeah, why don't you just shut the fuck up and drink your martini while I learn you some history, okay? All right. Anyways, bitches, it was a long boat ride. Not like some Disney cruise bullshit. Like, they even ran out of the all-you-can-eat shrimp cocktail. Like, seriously, this cruise was not planned well at all. And the pilgrims with their ugly-ass buckles didn't pack enough condoms, so there was, like, a bad case of the clap going around, too. Girl, it was a hot mess, okay? Anyways, eventually they landed in this small, trashy little resort town called Plymouth. Place was tragic as hell. They didn't even have a frozen yogurt place. Anyways, like we do, us gays, we made the place fabulous. The lesbians built quaint little cabins, and we opened organic food shops and cute little farms. And of course, we built the best nightclubs in all of the Americas.
Seriously, none of this is right.
Okay, why don't you just shut the fuck up? How about that? Okay. But no lie. It was cold as shit out there, so a lot of people were threatening to move to Florida because there wasn't enough food and, like, all those tanned-ass motherfuckers we'd been promised hadn't shown up. But thankfully, when almost all hope was nearly lost, that's when the sexy-ass Squanto motherfucker showed up. While the exact details had been lost to time, it was said that no loincloth could cover what that boy was packing. Oh, Jesus. I get hot and bothered just thinking about it.
Okay, this is downright offensive.
Okay, firstly, you're a fucking kid, so what do you know? And secondly, I said shut the fuck up. Anyways, as I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted, this sexy, tight-ass Indian god shows up named Squanto, and he, like, taught us how to make real gourmet shit out of corn, and people didn't starve or move to Florida because of him. And also, little known fact, Squanto also introduced the pilgrims to CrossFit, which is how American homosexuals got their very first six-packs.
This is untrue. Why did my parents leave me with you?
Good question, because if your mother had known how terrible you were gonna be, she would have surely stapled her cut shut so she couldn't have ever been knocked up by your father. Now sit down and shut up. Jesus. Anyways, everyone was so happy and thankful to Squanto and his crew for hooking them up that they threw a huge feast and orgy, and they all lived happily ever after. Like, Squanto and Christopher Columbus even got married, and they adopted this kid Abe when his lesbian parents were killed by a bear, and that kid grew up to be Abraham Lincoln, which was the first president of the United States. And that, children, is the story behind Thunderbird at Holiday World.
No, none of this is right. We were invaders. We raped, we poisoned and killed Squanto's people. It was a genocide.
Whoa, okay, someone needs to chill. Just shut up, smoke this joint. You don't seem so smart, sweetie. What are you, homeschooled? Anyways, kids, get comfy, because now I'm going to tell you bitches about the true meaning of Christmas. Most important thing, though, that we haven't talked about is you all conquered the kitchen sink.
Absolutely. We destroyed the kitchen sink. There were three of us from Coaster Attic, Dwayne, Rock, and me, and we went to Beaches and Cream, and we destroyed the kitchen sink. Now, what's the kitchen sink? Why does it matter? Whatever. All right, so here's the kitchen sink. The kitchen sink is a dessert at Beaches and Cream in the Beach Club Resort.
Okay.
It's themed after a kitchen sink, and it's huge. It's an eating challenge. So when you come, when you order it, when they make it, they dim the lights. They start flicking things.
Oh, Jesus. I want this already, Goliath. Yay.
Yes. They dim the lights and they make, there's a light, like a car light on the wall that blinks, and like a cop light on the wall.
Okay.
That blinks and stuff. And they're like, warning, somebody ordered the kitchen sink. It's got, and then they talk about what it's got, and a whole can of whipped cream.
Oh my God.
Here's what the kitchen sink includes. It's not just some shitty ass boring ice cream. It was a half a cup of fudge, hot fudge, half a cup of butterscotch, half a cup of peanut butter, a medium banana, just a medium banana.
Oh, okay, that's good. You know, as long as it's not a small banana.
A cinnamon spice cupcake, an angel food cupcake, 2 4-ounce scoops of vanilla, chocolate, mint, and strawberry, a scoop of mint chocolate ice cream, a scoop of toffee ice cream, 3 tablespoons of chocolate syrup, 1/4 cup of marshmallow cream, 1/4 cup of strawberry topping, 1/4 cup of pineapple, a 14-ounce can of whipped cream, a 6x6 brownie.
Okay.
A candy bar. 4 cookies. 4 Oreos.
Jesus.
A tablespoon of sliced almonds. Chocolate shavings. Chocolate cookies with the cream filling crushed. Oreos. Chopped jelly orange slices. Oh, those were nasty. Milk chocolate chip morsels. Tablespoon of peanut butter chip morsels. Tablespoon of chocolate sprinkles. Tablespoon of rainbow sprinkles and 1/2 cup of drained maraschino cherries.
Holy fucking shit.
Yeah.
That's just too much. And yet I am oddly compelled to get it. Now, here's my question.
I know. You and your boyfriend could, Dwayne and I could have finished.
You don't understand my boyfriend. My boyfriend, he's a dessert person. He may be skinny, but he'd eat that by himself.
Exactly. So you need to do it. You know, this is, okay, I'm throwing out the challenge. When you go down to Disney World.
Okay.
In February. Mm-hmm. I expect you guys to get reservations and complete the kitchen sink challenge.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you this. Not that I'm concerned, but.
Yeah.
What does one of those set you back? Out of morbid curiosity, what are they charging for this monster?
Only $30.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
They could charge like $80 for that easy.
Yeah. No, they didn't really. It wasn't that bad.
Wow.
And honestly, we went in expecting more, but it wasn't that bad.
Huh. And you all split that between the three of you. It was.
Yeah, it was me, Dwayne, and Rock.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's interesting. You sent pictures of that. The aftermath looked like, okay, I have a thing. One of my most hated things in life is ice cream soup. You know, yes. The melted ice cream at the bottom of the bowl. Literally makes me wretch. Yeah. I don't know why. Oh, gosh, like even talking about it, I'm not even kidding, makes me feel nauseous. So I'm also terrified because that's going to melt faster than I can eat it.
Yes.
And it's going to reach this point where my boyfriend is probably picking up the fucking kitchen sink and drinking it. And I'm probably going to vomit all over the whole fucking place. So when yes. that happens, I will send you the pictures first, Goliath.
Excellent. Excellent. I look forward to it.
But no, that's really interesting. Yeah, no, I will. I will make reservations and we will do this. We will do this.
Excellent. Excellent.
It's been interesting. But you know, it's fucking early. We promised ourselves we were not going to make this one crazy long. So we're going to go ahead and get out of here. It's amazing how easy it is to cover the news and the time when we don't have extra people. Like we're not talking to a guest. We're not
exactly.
asking a bunch of the same questions. So
right.
We're going to fucking leave. But I guess before we do that, you know, we should probably still do some type of final thoughts.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
You know, and actually, I think my final thought's going to be actually kind of boring to that. My final thought is that I'm just going to go the fuck back to bed. It's 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah, you do that. That sounds exciting.
It is very exciting. And what about you, Goliath? What's your final thought?
It's too early to have a final thought, motherfucker. Especially in a weekday.
Okay. Well, and we promise you guys, our next episode, back to normal. Gare Bear's going to be back from Florida, being all a vacation-y bitch. I'll probably have a motherfucker. He can't get a tan. He lives in California. He's still pale as a ghost. But
I understand, Gare Bear. I understand.
Like, I can talk. Are you kidding? I take off my shirt. I glow in the fucking dark. But before we go, we do need to tell you all a little bit about how you can get in contact with us. Best way, of course, for me is Twitter. You can find me at RTO Slater and, of course, Gare Bear at RTO Gare Bear. And Goliath, where can they find you?
Well, I'm also on Twitter at RTO Goliath.
Yeah, and you've been more active on there lately, I've noticed.
Yeah, I have. I've been trying to get my Twitter on.
Good, we missed you. Everyone misses you on Twitter. You're
I know,
on Twitter.
I know. I'm working on it, okay?
That's good.
We also have a phone number.
Yes, we do.
Which is 26-RIDE-THIS.
That's right. That's 267-433-8447. Of course, that will be in our show notes. Of course, we have the Facebook.
Yes, it's facebook.com/RIDE-THIS-ONE.
That's right. And of course, we can never forget, everyone follow and watch Goliath on Live Me.
Absolutely. I'm Coaster Fleek on Live Me.
That's right. Well, you know what, guys? Thank you so much. We have another episode in the books. Woohoo! We're 21, bitches!
Yay!
Well, I'm gonna go the fuck back to bed. Fuck you guys for making me get up.
Fuck you.
Ride This One Podcast. If you want family friendly, go listen to Coaster Fucking Radio.
Well, that's embarrassing.